Coming up this August on Beyond the Uniform, we have 8 brand new interviews ready for you, including our 300th episode, which is going to be a special treat. So what we have lined up for you is, first of all, episode 294, Advice from a Prisoner of War, Charlie Plum.
I established communication with another Navy pilot, and he told me to get over it. You know, I was complaining about the airplane and the president that started the war and the enemy that didn't conform to the Geneva Convention and all this stuff. And he said, hey, we're not victims here. You know, I'm looking around at my little 8-foot by 8-foot cell. I'm not a victim. He said, we're warriors, and we're going to pursue this war till our last dying breath. So pull up your big boy pants. You know, we got work to do here. And that turned it around for me and for the other guys too.
Episode number 295 with 3 members of the Amgen team from our live seminar.
You know, get on the military.com best for vets list. You know, get on the recruit military, military friendly employers list. Look at those companies, and most likely they probably have someone like me who's dedicated, you know, to doing those types of things. And most of those companies that are on those two lists or any of those lists, I know for a fact have dedicated military recruiters. So if you're not necessarily looking for a role at Amgen or even in biotechnology, you know, look at those lists and get on LinkedIn and see, you know, if you can find their military recruiter veteran advocate.
Episode 296, Career Transition Advice with Lockheed Martin's David Wallace.
I hope this doesn't come off too strong, but you're not owed anything. You know, you serve a country, that's great, but every company is trying to find the best candidate. And just because you've served and you've had that experience with that thing doesn't necessarily mean that you're the best candidate. So you need to be humble. You need to be able to understand that, you know, there actually might be somebody better, and be prepared for that, because rejection is hard when you know, you have, say you have 800 people applying for that one position.
Episode 297, about Freedom Makers with Lauren Renner.
And then my brother, who is still active duty, was getting ready to move. And I was just talking with my sister-in-law, and I had that all too familiar conversation about what she was going to do for work at their next duty station. And they were going abroad, so that there had those implications as well. And I started thinking, you know, maybe these business owners could use a virtual assistant. And then when I was talking to my sister-in-law, I thought, here's an untapped resource of talent. Why don't I just put the two together? And that's where it was born, that we pair military spouses with small business owners. So we're helping small business owners get things off their plates, and we're creating portable work opportunities for military spouses.
Episode 298, Making Wine on Active Duty with Brian Rutherford.
Who called us up and said, your general manager at a high-end winery said, hey, I've got 3 barrels of really good cab that we're not gonna barrel. If I got you a sample, would you maybe be interested in buying it? And so we tasted the sample, it was amazing. We talked prices, figured out we're gonna have less money into that than the wine we made ourselves. And so we bought it. We bought 3 barrels, turned out to be 75 cases of wine. We pre-sold it to just our close family and friends. And then turned out that that wine at that winery got 99 points from Robert Parker, one of the big wine advocates, or one of the scorers, right?
Episode 299 with the Discovery Channel's Chef Robert Irvine.
When somebody says no, that's like a red flag to a bull to me. You know, I've got to exhaust every opportunity to prove that they're wrong. Not to them, not to make them look bad. For me, as a challenge to me to say, well, here are the obstacles. The military has taught me to do this. Let me look at the options. And touch wood, everything I've done, I attack like that, including restaurants, food lines, helping people on the shows. You know, what is the end goal in mind, and work backwards.
Also, be sure to tune in for our Saturday episodes, Behind Beyond the Uniform, for a more informal discussion about personal and professional life. Have a great rest of July, and we're really pumped about an exceptional August.